minister to God's people, and I honor our assistant pastor, Pastor Jason Bear. He's always so faithful and such an encouragement to me, and I know it to you as well. And I honor you, God's people, for being in the house of the Lord, for being found faithful. Even when our leaders can take a break or go minister, whatever they need to do, you guys are still here sticking by the stuff, and we thank you. That was awesome praise and worship today. Let's give a hand clap of praise to Eagle Nation Music. God bless you. We're just going to stand to our feet, and we're going to pray, and we're going to read the word on today. And today is going to be a lot of scriptures, but I know you can handle it. Sometimes I know we as ministers, we kind of try to sum up everything so it won't take so long. But sometimes I believe it's important to just feed the body of Christ and give them the whole role, as Apostle would say, and not leave gaps in between. So we're going to do a lot of reading today, and I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do the scriptures first. Let's go ahead and read our scriptures, and then we'll pray. Okay, we're coming from the book of Acts. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to chapter Acts 16. Okay, we're going to read, like I said, a lot of scriptures, 16 through 40 here. I'm going to be reading out a New King James Version. That's the King James Version, but with all the this and thous and stuff. So, you know, we'll all catch up and be on the same page here. So chapter 16, it says, "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her master such profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And when he came out, and he came out that very hour," verse 19, "but when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities." And you can read along with me out loud. It's okay. "And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.' Then a multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks." 25. "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakened from sleep, seeing the prison's doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.'" 29. "Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of midnight and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them and he rejoiced, having believed in God and his household, all his household. 35. "And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officer, saying, 'Let those men go.' So the keeper of the prisoner reported these words to Paul, saying, 'The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace.' But Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come out themselves and get us out. And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city. So they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. We're going to read just a little bit more here. Just bear with me. Chapter 17, 1 through 4. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, in his custom was, went to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them with the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that Christ has suffered and rose again from the dead, saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is Christ. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. You may be seated. You may be seated. We'll probably get to verse 5 and 6 a little later, but God, we just thank you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you that today is a right now word for your people. We thank you that your people are coming with a hunger and a desperation to see you today, to see you move and to manifest yourself, God. Father, we thank you that we will be sponges today and absorb everything that you need and everything that you want to do through us, oh God. Father, we thank you that we will be hearers of your word and doers of your word, God. Father, we thank you that this word will be digested, God, and it will produce the harvest, oh God. So God, I just say, have thine own way. In Jesus' name, move April Michelle Henderson Liddell out of the way. Yeah, move me out of the way and have thine own way, Holy Ghost. We thank you that you're going to show up and you're going to do what only you can do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we thank you now. Somebody say amen. Shout amen again. Amen. So for the last couple of weeks, this is my introduction here. I kept hearing the word explosion. Explosion. Then I started to search the heart of God. God, why are you saying this? I'm questioning. Why am I hearing the word explosion? Explosion. And I tried to figure out, God, what are you saying in the spirit? And then my mind went back to several years ago, and I wish I had a picture of this, when we had a tent revival. And Apostle and Prophetess, they designed this shirt. If you can remember, we wore these shirts. And on that shirt displayed a great explosion. It represented a revival explosion that was taking place. So God took me back to that, and that's been so many years ago. I'm really questioning them. God, what are you really saying? You know, I'm seeking you. I want to know what you're saying about this word explosion. And so then last week or so, I had a dream, and in the dream, I saw an instant Polaroid camera with the film from an instant shot. And I woke up, I was fanning this, you know how we do? We fan the Polaroid instant camera. I was fanning this, but I woke up with the word exposure in my ear. Exposure in my ear. Exposure was in my ear and in my spirit. And God began to download the fullness of the message for this morning. So I want you to know and present to you the title of this message, Exposure, Explosion. Somebody shout it out loud. Exposure, explosion. Yes, God is about to do some things. He's about to explode in some magnificent ways. Exposure, explosion. Get ready, because he's about to do it. Now, I got to set this up for you, so you got to kind of help me, like, bear with me, build this foundation for you. So, now, exposure, it comes from the root word expose, which means to lay open, or to cause to be visible, or to come to open view, or to be brought into the light, be made known, be brought into the light, okay? So when it comes to camera exposure, it's based on the overall brightness or darkness of a photograph. Stay with me. So exposure is the amount of light that is allowed to come in. Exposure is the amount of light that is allowed to come in. So the more you expose a camera sensor to light, the lighter or brighter the photo will be. So we're going to move along. So exposure, exposure, and explosion. So exposure, explosion. Now, explosion is a rapid expansion. We've heard that word in this season, right? Expansion. But explosion is a rapid expansion in volume associated with an extremely vigorous outward release of energy, usually with the generation of high temperature and release of high pressure. So how many of you are ready for a rapid expansion in your life? How many of you are ready for a rapid expansion in your life? How many of you are ready for an explosion in your life? Come on, let's shout it again. Exposure, explosion. Exposure, explosion. Yes. So wait, let me stop there. Let me remind you back to the definition of explosion. So it doesn't just happen by being calm, cool, and collect. The definition of explosion says it takes place when there is some high temperatures. It takes place when there are some heated situations. It takes place when there are some fiery trials. It takes place when there are some high pressure circumstances that has built up over some time and built up, and it has caused a rapid expansion. It has caused some vigorous outward release. Explosion just don't happen by circumstance, but it's something that builds up. It's because some heat been there. So whether you've been going through and been tried in the fire, whether you've been through some high pressure situations, or if you just been holding and keeping the fire God in your belly, and you've been bursting with the fire of God, no matter which way the heat has come, no matter which way the fire has come, whether it's been through the hell that's come against you or God putting his fire in you and through you, explosion time is happening. It has built up, and there is a rapid release. There is a rapid expansion that's about to explode in your life. I dare you to stand to your feet and shout, exposure, explosion, exposure, explosion, explosion. Lord, in my life, oh God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. There is a release that's coming, and it's coming to bring God's glory. There is an explosion that's coming, and it's coming to bring God honor. There is a release that's coming. There's an explosion of power. There's an explosion of glory. It's coming. It's coming. So all I got to say is get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Exposure. Explosion. Hallelujah. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, so let me go back to the building blocks of this message. When exposure takes place in our lives, it's to shine the light on an area or areas that need to be uncovered, areas that need to be revealed, things that need to be made known. And sometimes things have to be made known publicly. There's good exposure, and at times the exposure seemed to us sometimes could be bad exposure. Like, we don't want that to be exposed, and to us it seems bad, but sometimes things that we try to conceal, God has to reveal it, and it's not to put us to shame, it's not to embarrass us, but it's to build us right. Sometimes we need that exposure to take place because it comes to correct us. It comes to make us better. Hallelujah, so God can get the glory out of our life. But the Bible says that the foolish despises correction. He despises his parents' discipline. But whoever learns from correction, that person is wise. And that is in Proverbs 15 and 5. If you learn from correction, if God exposed some things in you and you let it come out and he's able to kill it on the altar, expose it and bring it out and bring you up and out, it's to build you right. Don't despise it. Don't despise it, but you're wise if you heed to the correction. Hallelujah. Like at the exposure of a film in a camera, our lives are primarily affected by the amount of light, I said, that we allow to enter in. So the more you allow the light to enter in, the more it's going to affect your whole life and those that surround you. So if we only allow our minds and heart to be exposed to a little light of the gospel of truth, guess what's going to happen? We're going to forfeit the big picture. Because exposure, it depends on the amount of light that comes in that you allow to come in. So if you don't allow enough light to come in, guess what's going to be there? Your picture is going to be dark. Your picture of your life is going to look dim and gloomy and depressed and sad because you didn't let enough light enter in to expose what needs to be exposed. But when you let the light come in, it will not be foggy anymore. Your life will not be foggy anymore. Your steps will be bright and enlightened up. You can see your way because you have let the light of the gospel of truth come in. So we have to open up and let things, the light of God, expose some things to us. Hallelujah. Because God wants to expose not just the bad things in us. He don't want to just, like I said, he's not trying to embarrass us or make us shame. He's not trying to just expose those things. But it's some hidden things that's in us that are good. Because when God created you, he said, you're good. I made you good. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. I got treasures hidden in earthen vessels. He has good things in you that he wants to expose too. But you got to let the light come all the way in and shine it forth. You got treasures in there that God wants to bring forth and multiply so you can touch other people's lives with what's in you. Let him expose you right today. I've learned that in photography, when you shoot a perfectly exposed photo, you are capturing all the details in the highlights and in the shadows. When a perfectly exposed shot is there, you're going to capture everything that's around you, whether it's in the shadow or the highlights. So God is saying in this season, it's a two-part thing. I'm exposing some things, and some things are the shadow things, the dark places, and I'm exposing the light things, the highlights in your life. So you have to see. If somebody was to take notice of you today, if something was pictured, a capture of your life today, what shadows would be captured? What things would be exposed there? Would it be the shadows? Because you abiding in the shadow of the Almighty God, will we capture the shadow of the Almighty God, or will we capture the dark things? Will we capture sin in your life? Will we capture the shadows of death in your life? Because the Bible says that the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life, right? So what shadows will we capture? What highlights will be captured when things are exposed? So just ask yourself that today. And we're going to go back to the book of Acts in chapter 16 because I want to show you some things and kind of dig out what God is saying even more. So we see how God exposed in chapter 16 the spirit of divination when that girl was foretelling. She had that spirit behind her that was equipping her to foretell, and it was working through this girl. But before then, we read how the exposure of who Paul and Silas was really, who they really were, took place because this girl, this demonic spirit, couldn't even hold his tongue. It had to say, these are the men of the Most High God. These are the servants of the Most High God, those who proclaim salvation. So God can even use the enemy to expose who you really are. He can use whoever he please to expose the God that's in you. He wants to expose the real power in you. He wants to show forth the real light of God in you. So he doesn't matter who's around you, who try to speak against you, who try to come against you. When God comes to expose you and bring you up and bring you out, he's going to do it in plain sight. And even the devil will have to scream, that's a powerful man of God. That's a powerful woman of God. Let me back up and let me back down. Yeah, he's coming to expose you. Yes, yes. So God has a way of revealing and exposing the God in people as well as the devil that's operating through people. God may use, like I said, he may use the enemy to expose you. He may use whatever your situation is to expose the God in you. Sometimes we go through fiery trials and it would expose our real character. It would expose who we really are. Yeah, like Pastor say, stump your feet one time in the wrong place, your little pinky toe, and see what comes up out of you. Is it, oh, thank you, Jesus, or is it another word? Yeah, it comes to expose. If you're a cusser, cussing going to come out of you. If you're a worshiper and a praiser, worship is going to come out of you. So whatever is in you is going to come out sooner or later. Amen. In verse 18, we see that rapid and instantaneous deliverance took place. And from that deliverance for that girl, from that spirit or fortune telling and divination, it also exposed the heart of the ones who she was working for. So those Romans, they tried to hold Paul and Silas back and try to keep them from exploding with the gospel of truth and expanding and spreading the gospel of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. They tried to say that these men are disrupting the city. You know, they are disrupting the city, but they just exposed what was really in their heart. They just exposed that they really just was all about the money. It's a shame that these people here, they rather have that girl bound with demons and demonic spirits than to have their money tree cut down. It exposed the evil that was in their heart. I told you this is a twofold thing. So God said he's going to expose the bad and the good, the evil and the righteous, the just and the unjust. He's exposing in this season. And in this scripture, you can see how he allowed Paul and Silas to be exposed of who they really are. They are mighty men of God, powerful men of God. They cast out this demon in the name of Jesus, and this woman was delivered. And at the same time, he exposed the enemy of them at the same time. Exposure. Explosion. Somebody shouted again. Exposure. Explosion. Okay. In studying this message, I found out that high explosives can produce shockwaves, like an earthquake produces shockwaves. It's that type of explosion that occurred when Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns and praise and worship to God. It produced shockwaves, which caused the great earthquake. That was an eruption. That was an explosion of prayer. That's what prayer and praise can do. It can produce an explosion in the natural, not just the spiritual realm, but the natural too. That was powerful. Because we think about everything is in the spirit when we're praying in the spirit. But think about your praise and your worship so deep, your relationship with God so great, you're holding so much power in you that it caused an explosion so great in the earth. Come on, talking about dimension, talking about power. So the Bible said it didn't happen suddenly. I mean, it didn't happen like slowly. It happened suddenly. There was instantaneous breakthrough. There was instantaneous expansion. There was a rapid explosion. There was a rapid expansion. God did it, and he did it just right then, a sudden breakthrough. How many of you need a sudden breakthrough today? From casting out devils to prison doors being miraculous open to bands being miraculous loosed, God did it just like that. So today, man, I'm just here to declare. I'm here to declare that the captives that have been holding people back, the bonds that have been holding people back, you can play with me. The bonds that have been holding people back and the bands that have been holding people, like that suicidal spirit that was trying to hold that man back from falling down and saying, what must I do to be saved? Nothing can hold the people of God anymore. Why? Because there's a sudden explosion that's about to happen. There's a sudden breakthrough that's about to happen. The God is about to do the miraculous. He's about to show up and show out. He's about to do what only he can do in your life. Come on, shout exposure, explosion. He's coming to expose the righteous and the just. And like I said, he's coming at the same time to expose the hidden agenda of man and their evil works. There is a great shaking today. There is a great awakening today. There is an earthquake that's taking place today. And God is sending the shockwaves throughout the earth today. There is a great divide that apostles always talk about. And those who are living for God is going to be exposed. That for God, I live and for God I die. You're showing up as the mighty armor of God. God is going to expose the power that's working in you. But at the same time, there's those that are hidden and doing all kinds of evil works behind the scene. The agenda of man is going to be exposed too. So today God is saying, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side? This is not a time for people in our church body to be sleeping and dead and dry, but it's a time for the church to be awakened, alive, well. Where do you stand? If I came to expose some things today, God is saying, where do you stand? What would show up in your life? Would it be secret sins? Or would it be you abiding under the shadows of the Almighty? What would the camera capture today? Would it display today? Would it display that you're on the left or the right? There's so many cases that are coming up, and it's showing forth. It's showing the real heart of man. And there will be many more cases to show up. And it's showing up to expose the real heart of people. It's showing up to say, do you really stand for the Bible? Or do you really stand for what the world agenda and plan is? Many more things will show up like that to expose the real heart. So you got to be real. I'm carrying the fire of God. I'm carrying the power of God. I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. God, you can uncover, you can reveal whatever you want to reveal. You can expose whatever, God, you want to expose. And make up in your mind through this message, God, if it's something that needs to be put on the altar that you want to expose, so let it be. So let it be. I'm not going to hide anything from you because you see it all anyway. There's no need to hide. He sees it all. And he wants your all. He wants your all. Hallelujah. I just believe that there's this unstoppable people in this season. And for those that are proven unstoppable in this season and proven to be God carriers, glory carriers, hallelujah. I think with all my heart, I believe with all my heart and mind that God is going to expose you. And he says he's going to expose you in a good and great and mighty way. Come on, sis, Miss Selena. Sometimes with the camera, things are developed in the dark, and then they are made manifest. You can go ahead. But like in my dream, I believe that we're about to witness some instantaneous, rapid exposure and expansion. And I want to do this, right? This is what I saw in my dream. This is what I was doing in this dream. I was fanning this instantaneous expansion, exposure. And God spoke to me. He said, yes, some things take a long time in the dark to be made manifest. But in this season, I'm calling for exposure, explosion. And when I say exposure, explosion, explosion is a rapid expansion. It's a rapid manifestation. It's an instantaneous release. I'm coming and I'm exposing. See, something about this, why do we fan these things? I don't know why we seem to fan these things, but God said if something happens when there's an instantaneous exposure that takes place, I need the fresh wind to blow on you. So I will throw my fresh wind. I will blow my fresh breath upon it, and it will manifest. It will manifest instantaneous. I don't know what you need today, but God said exposure, explosion. There is a rapid expansion that's coming. There is a rapid healing throughout the earth. God is healing people spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. What do you need instantaneous today? What rapid release do you need today? I dare you to stand to your feet right now and shout exposure, explosion. What do you need exposed? What good in you that need to be exposed? What need to be brought up out of your belly? Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What treasure is in you? What treasure is lying dormant that
Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. I told you, there are some heated situations that sometimes arise in your life, but it comes to cause an explosion to take place. So don't be weary in well-doing. But the Bible says in due season, you will reap if you faint not. I'm here to encourage the people of God. Do not faint in this season. And while I encourage you, I stand and I encourage myself. Do not be wearied. And I will say in well-doing, for in due season, it's going to manifest instantaneously. All of a sudden, there will be a sudden breakthrough. All of a sudden, the jailhouse will shake. All of a sudden, that which been holding you captive, that which didn't want to let you loose, has to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of poverty to break. Break out of the prison door. I command the spirit of addiction to break. Break out for God's people. I command a rapid expansion of salvation according to the word of God. I command a rapid expansion of deliverance according to the word of God. And I command a rapid expansion for Eagle Nation Music, for this ministry, for God's people. What do you need God to do today? He's about to blow it up. He's about to blow it up. He's about to blow it up. I'm about to blow up your music career. I'm about to blow up your social media. I'm about to blow it up. I'm about to blow up your finances. I'm about to blow up your ministry. Nothing can hold you back no longer. I'm about to blow it up. Rapid expansion, exposure, explosion, exposure, explosion. Yes, you will see the big picture. I declare in this season, you will see the big picture. You will see the instantaneous exposure. You will see what God has for you. You will no longer be hidden in the dark. It will no longer be hidden from you. The things that God has for you, it can't hide no longer. Because God says, I'm exposing it. You will see. You will see what I'm saying. You guys be seated. I have to finish this. I have to give you this. Hallelujah. Harabasotayarabaye. God says, you're about to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, what is the length, and the heights and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Come on, that's rapid expansion. That word said expansion in volume. Come on, I talked about dimension. There is some more dimensions that we have to tap into and get into in Christ. That is expansion. That's explosion. Explosion is not one dimensional, but it's multiple dimensions, because the word volume is three dimensional. So come on. God said, you're going to know the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. You're going to go deeper in God. You're about to go up higher in God. You're about to stretch out wide. He's saying, stretch out our tentacles again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out your tent curtains wide. Don't hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen the stakes. He's saying, come on, it's expansion time. Rapid expansion. Somebody shout it for me again. Exposure. Explosion. Exposure. Explosion. Hallelujah. I just declare in this season, like I said, you're gonna comprehend a knowing beyond your natural knowing. In this season, God is saying a rapid expansion of your mind, of your spiritual knowledge. There is a rapid expansion of supernatural knowing that man cannot comprehend. You're gonna know. You're gonna know the breadth, the length, the depth. You're gonna know it all. I'm exposing.
and I'm exploding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 16, Paul had commanded that divination spirit to come up out of that girl in Jesus' name. And then it seemed like this thing got him in trouble because it scared some of the people around him. But they had sowed seeds of prayer. They had sowed seeds of deliverance in for that girl. So when it was their time to need God to break them out of the prison, it was their time to need to be delivered and break through. Guess what? God showed up in a mighty explosive way to break them through, because whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If I help get one delivered, God is going to deliver me. If I help get one saved, God is going to save me. If I help bless another and cause breakthrough to happen, God is going to bless me and cause breakthrough to happen in my life. Exposure. Explosion. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty to break you through, mighty to set you free, mighty to deliver you, mighty to bring down strongholds, mighty to bring down principalities, mighty to crush the enemy under your feet. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before them. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, the mighty God that breaks open prison doors. Hallelujah. Mighty God. There was a rapid expansion of deliverance and salvation, because the scripture says that girl was delivered, even the keeper of the prison, that prison guard, he was delivered as well. He got delivered from that suicidal spirit right on the spot. And God just didn't stop there. Why? Because he said explosion. So what explosion mean? Rapid expansion. So not only did he save the prison guard, but they went back to the prison guard house and the whole family got saved. I declare that our whole family is going to be saved in this season. A rapid expansion of salvation is coming to my household. A rapid expansion of salvation is coming to your household. Stand to your feet. Open up your mouth. Begin to shout out. A rapid expansion of salvation. Come to my house. Come to my house. Come to my house. Whatever you need God to do right now, lift up your hands. Is it a rapid deliverance? A deliverance, expansion, explode, explode, God. Deliverance, deliverance. A rapid expansion of deliverance take place today. Begin to open up your mouth and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I command it to shake up. I command deliverance to happen. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, 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 God. Break, 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 God. Break, break, break. I don't know, say it. Come on. Open up your mouth. Whatever you need God to explode in. Shout, explode, God, in my life. Explode, God. The whole family was saved. We go on to verse 34, and there was an explosion of joy. Come on. There was an explosion of joy. Who needs an explosion of joy? I know it's the explosion of joy, because the Bible says in verse 34 that they sat and they ate food and they rejoiced. They sat, they ate, they rejoiced. They wasn't lacking in food. They wasn't hungry. They was rejoicing in God, because God came and saved. I don't care what it is that's been trying to hold you down, that's been trying to oppress you and depress you. It can't hold you, because when God steps in, he comes to bring forth joy, an expansion of joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. I decree the joy of the Lord over God's people. Whether you're here or online, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength, and you shall receive rapid expansion of joy. For this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. See, the enemy comes to buffet us sometimes. He tried to sap us of our joy, but he doesn't realize my joy ain't because of the things I have. It's not because of material things, because the Bible says that these things are temporary. But my God, my life in him is eternal. So whether I have
or I have not, I'm still blessed. Why? Because of what's in me. Because of who's in me. I'm still blessed. Therefore, I still have joy. After all I've been through, should be your testimony, because that's mine. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still got my dance. I still got my praise. I still got my worship. Ha ha, devil. Look at that. I still got a praise. I still got a shabbat. I still got a yes. Hallelujah. Exposure. Explosion. Explosion of joy. Another thing I want to point out to you, that there was a rapid explosion and expansion of recognition in this verse, because the verse told me that some of the Jews, they would not accept the gospel, but there were some that did. And when it came down to it, these men have to say, these are the men who has turned the world upside down. Tell me, will you be one of the ones, if God was to expose, will you be the one he could say, that's my daughter, that's my son, who has turned the world upside down for me? The world is going to know who you are. They're going to know who you are. They know by the fruit you bear. They know by what you're carrying. You're going to know. God is going to expose the good along with the bad. These men were so mad. They were so angry. It showed all the envy in their heart. They want to just come get Paul and Silas and jail them again, beat them again. But God. But God. Rapid recognition. And you may be saying, April, Minister April, how do I prepare for this? I'm telling you, God said prepare for exposure, explosion. You prepare by one repentance. And I'm not talking about your routine, Lord, forgive me, every single day for the same old thing. I'm talking about really crying out to God, getting rid of that thing and say, God, take it out of me. Burn it out of me, God. I told you it requires some high temperature situations. It requires some fire. Sometimes we need some things to be burnt out of us. And we need to say, God, burn it out of me. Burn it out of me. He wants to explode some things and expose it. But we need true repentance, saying, God, forgive me. And I turn away and I walk away from that thing and I sin no longer. How do people say, how do I keep from sinning? How do I keep from tripping up over and over again? The same thing that got you delivered when you came up to this altar, you surrendered to God. You said, God, I give it to you. The Bible says I have to die daily. So that don't mean you can just do it one time. You walk out the door, you think, bam, I'm not going to be tempted outside the door, but you're going to be tempted every single day. The enemy is after your soul, and it's time to get right.
My God, yes.
God says, it's time out for playing. It's time out for being hot and cold one minute, and lukewarm, and being on the fence, and being on the line. It's time, because I'm coming to expose, and judgment comes to the house of God first. I need my children to get it right. This is God crying out for you today. I don't care what it is in your life. If you need God to do it today, come to this altar. Surrender it to God. This altar is open. It's not no time to be ashamed or prideful, but this is time to say, God, whatever you're doing in this season, I don't want you to do it without me. So if you have to take this out, if you want to expose it, God, shine the light on it. I want your light to come in. Because I want to see the full big picture for my life. I don't want this picture here to have all dark shadows in it and stuff in between and in the background that is not you, God. But I want the picture to capture that I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty God. I don't need any shadows of sin. I don't need any shadows of death. But God, I need an instantaneous breakthrough. I need an instantaneous miracle. I need an instantaneous deliverance, and I'm here today.
to get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do I prepare? God said right alignment. He told me to tell you watch for the wrong pull. I'm experiencing this in my car. Needs alignment. And God will use any situation to bring you revelation. He said watch for the wrong pull. If something is pulling you too far to the left, you got to watch the wrong pull. If it's the wrong people that you're hanging around, you know they don't have nothing to feed your spirit with. Why are you hanging around unbelievers? Why are you hanging around swine? Why are you casting your pearls before them? It's time not to be pulled. Don't be pulled by every wind of doctrine. There's some churches and some things that we see online or we hear at work or this or that or friends. It could be anybody can be giving you the wrong food and you take it in and you digest it and begin to pull the wrong direction. But what have you learned? Is that the foundation that you have? Do you know better? Don't be like children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You know the word. Stand on your word. Stand on the truth of God. For the truth shall make us free. When you know the truth, the Bible says we shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. So stay in right alignment. Stay in the right posture. That means, God, I'm falling to my knees daily. I'm going to pray daily. I know sometimes we don't necessarily have hours upon hours to pray and seek God. But God, when I'm driving in my car, when I'm feeding my babies, whatever I'm doing, while I'm working on the job, ministering to other people's needs, something in your heart got to have a song of praise and worship. Something in you got to be seeking out to God. Even if you can't open up your mouth so loud to speak out, something in you has to be praying and communing with God. Stay in right posture, on your knees, and stand up for truth. God is seeking. He's seeking for worshipers, those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. So we have to stay in right posture. Seek God's face with our whole hearts. Love on him. Worship him daily. The next thing God told me was right perception. God, how do I prepare for this exposure, explosion that you said is right perception? That means, God, I want to perceive right. I got to see right. I want to see through faith eyes. Let all the light of God in, not just some. Sometimes we have a tendency just to let a little light in on Sundays or Wednesday nights. We get a little light and we go back out in the world. Sometimes our lights don't shine bright because we didn't let all the light in. That word exposure, it depends on how much light you allow to come in. And God's saying to have the right perception, to see the picture right, to view things right, what I have for you, you need the right perception. You need to let the light in so the shadows of darkness won't be there, so your vision will not be clouded anymore. You need to let the light in. God wants to reveal all that he has in you and for you. He wants to demonstrate his power and glory through you, through you, through you, through you, through you, even you, David. Even you, David. God, I thank you for a special light upon David. God, this year while he's at school, God, Father, the Lord said he will not be intimidated. He would not be shy. But God, I declare that he's going to open up his mouth and speak what thus says the Lord. Father, that out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. God, I even see him, God, going from class to class. God, and when he's in the hallway walking, God, sometimes he's walking alone. But David, in those alone times, you're not alone, son. God said you're not alone. Even when you're alone walking, you're not alone. I'm walking with you. My angels are encamped around and about you. Speak what I say. Speak what I say. God, I thank you that his ears are anointed to hear you, God. I thank you, God. There's no deafness in him. There's spiritual ears
are open, open. And Father, that you're going to go before him and you're going to prepare, God. Prepare him, God. Prepare him, God, to speak. David, look at me. God says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. That's what I hear. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. You hear me? When you're in school this year, let that hearing ring in your ear and in your belly. Do not. I will not be afraid. My God is with me. And God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I don't care what people say. You're not behind, but you're ahead.
Come on.
God said you're not behind, son. You're ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If that's you this morning, you saying, God, I'm on fire for you. Expose the treasure that's within me. I want to be used by you. If that's you, come up here. I'm going to agree with you in prayer for this exposure, explosion, that when you're out of these four walls, God is going to blow you up. He's going to expand you. He's going to expand your influence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need to be expanding in your life in this season, I truly believe that God is doing it. If it's your business that you're believing to explode and boom, God is going to do rapid expansion. Why? Because you're found faithful. God says, if you're faithful in the little, I will reward you with much. So if you've been faithful in your giving, you've been faithful in tithing, you've been faithful in serving in the house of the Lord and volunteering, whatever area you've been faithful in, you've been a faithful mother, you've been a faithful daughter, son, you've been a faithful father, God says, I'm going to expand you. I'm going to expand you rapidly. This won't take that long in this season, but God's going to do it like that. Exposure, explosion, exposure, explosion. Lift your hands up to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's going to do it today. He's going to break you free today. He's going to break you loose today. He's going to blow you up today. He's going to cause rapid expansion. He says, I'm able to do just what I said I can do. I'm not a man that I shall lie, neither the son of man that I shall repent. If I spoke it to you, I'm going to make it good. I'm going to bring it to pass in your life. Whatever you need, lift your hands and eyes up to the Lord. I believe he's got you. He's got you. He's got you back. He's got you covered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You make sure you have laid everything at the altar. Make sure you have laid everything at the altar. Everything that you need to repent for, everything that you need to ask for forgiveness for, make sure you laid it at the altar, because he's coming to expose it. And then he's going to expose the good. Yes, yes.
God is able.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's gonna